Tuff Adar Sheni, Tuff Shin Samach Gimel, and I'm speaking to Rabbi Shomer Kagan, Denver Yeshiva. And I'm going to ask you some questions. When did you come to Yeshiva? What year?
I believe it was in Tuff Shin Tef.
What year was that in the Goyeshe?
1949. When did the Korean War break out?
The Korean War was later in the 50s.
1950.
1950, around then.
So,
where did you come from? Where were you?
I graduated Yankov Yosef, and then I went to Muncie for Elul. Then they felt I was too young. I was not even 17, just about 17. So they sent me to Tel Aviv for a year.
When you say Muncie, you went to Yeshiva Shalyan.
And they felt I was too young, so they sent me to Tel Aviv. I was Barbeli Chazan, a Jew from Rabuven, for that year. And that was the year that Rabuven got sick. Do you remember?
Yeah.
He was hit by a car. So instead of going back to Bismarck Shalyan, I came to Lakewood.
Now, who suggested that you come? I mean, who suggested that you come to Lakewood? One of your rebellion, or Shiva?
Listen, there were only two choices at the time. Whether either Bismarck Shalyan or Lakewood.
So how did you, what was the procedure? Did you go for Fahir?
To be honest, I don't remember. Probably. But Gedenkin.
I don't remember if your father called or...
I would suppose my father called.
Your father knew the Rishiva?
From here, not from any place else.
Yeah, from...
We didn't know each other before.
But from here,
I'm sure.
From America, you know.
The Rishiva Zatzal, at that Kufa, used to say, but that was after I was already in Lakewood, for a while he used to say a shiel twice a year in Yankov Yosef. Because for about 2 or 3 years, there was a Tkufa when the best island in Lakewood came from Yankov Yosef. So Shiva held Yankov Yosef was going to be the feeder for Lakewood. So he'd come to Yankov Yosef and say Shia twice a year. And for Shteitzach, Nabochum didn't understand a word he was saying. But it was just seeing the guts of the Shiva, seeing him say the Shia, and he's so red and inflamed and that impressed the Bochum. And there was a Tkufa for about 3 years or so, approximately, all the best Bochum in Lakewood came from Yankov Yosef. It was myself, it was Yossi Tendler, there was Rabbeinu Zotin came from Yankov Yosef.
Mayor Hershkowitz
for Shteitzach. The whole Chabur. So not whole. We were really the second Chabur of Americans in Lakewood. First Chabur Americans was Yankov Schiff, Label Hyman, maybe Albinus, but the first couple.
Shmuel Feivelson became earlier. Shmuel Feivelson came earlier. Yeah.
We were basically the second couple. Was pretty much mostly Yankov Yosef Bochum, myself, Rabbi Yitzchok, Mayor Hershkowitz, Yossi Tendler, and Shmuel Nochi Givet Demel.
So the Rishivas and the Yankov Yosef encouraged the Bochum to go right to Lakewood, or they were trying to keep them in...
The Rishivas and Yankov Yosef?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, they encouraged the Bochum to go to Lakewood.
They did?
Sure.
They encouraged it. So when you first came to Lakewood, you don't remember if you took it for hair.
I remember.
The Rishiva was beside you with chavrusas, or you had to get your own chavrusas?
No, you had to get your chavrusas.
So who was your chavrusas?
My father took for me an older younger man, Bleib Rodkin. Bleib Rodkin took me for first Seder, and I kept it up for the first month, but that was it. And the second Seder, I made my own chavrusas.
Mm-hmm.
Among the Americans, the Kletzkas had no shaykhs with us, klau.
Which Kletzkas were still in Yeshiva then? There was Reb Yankov Grumman, and Reb Yankov Grumman, probably,
of course.
And maybe Rabbi Bloch, Rabbi Bloch, and then there was that Yitzhak Pinchas.
What? Yankov Pinchas Yerelny.
Yankov Pinchas Yerelny.
He did have a shaykhis with the younger Bochum, who was not really a Kletzka.
Mm-hmm.
But So he had some shaykhs for those younger bochum.
So who was, let's say, from the altar, who was Makar of you when you first came to the yeshiva?
Do you know the story, Yankel Yellen? Yankel Yellen, you remember Yankel Yellen?
Sure.
Yeah, Yankel Yellen, when he first year came, whatever, went to ask it for one of the altar Talmud Klebkos a question. He looked him up and down, and he said to him, Icho Yovet, Oved Weichet. What do you think? Well, nobody was Makar of us. We sat in Mishmiz and we Oved. Seth Holman was already there, and Yankel Sheshiva said was already there, and our business was already there, and Natchabu was there already. And Shmuel Feilson. And we talked to him and learning, but nobody was Makar of us especially. We sat there and we worked.
So when you first came to the yeshiva, you went to the shir. Did you understand the shir?
Hard to remember that far back. Probably not. Probably not the first year or so. Afterwards, I did it. Once I got used to it, I understood the shir.
Did you go into Sweet to the Shiva learning after the shir?
You had to be very brave to speak to a shiva learning after the shir.
So that's why I'm asking if you were brave.
No, Meir Hershkowitz was brave. Meir used to go and dings on the shiva itself to say that in learning. And that's what he's feeling. Meir used to have on the shiva shiurim. He used to write them in shvitz and sit night after night and dings on Yankel shiva on the shiurim and go to the shiva. Yankel used to dings on the shiva on the shiurim.
Yankel shiva.
Yeah.
There was
a Kletka that my name was Levata. He said over the Shiur. He was one of the, there were two people that said over Shiurim. Mos Levata was one, and I don't recall who the other one was.
Who was Reb Doiv? Was it Reb Doiv?
No, definitely not Reb Doiv. I think it, I believe Reb Doiv was not even there at that time. I don't think so. I don't remember if Reb Doiv was there or not. But Mos Levata said over the Shiur, and I think Reb Moshe Eisman.
Kendlin,
you
said
sure.
Like
the Chazor HaSashir. Yeah, the Chabuz Chazor HaSashir. The young Baruch went to the Chabuz Chazor HaSashir.
What was the very last time that you saw the Rashiva?
The very last time? Stomach was just before he got sick. He was, that's in Chastoyram, Stomach.
The last Simchas Torah before he got sick?
Probably, because I don't think he came back after Simchas Torah.
Did you ever have a personal, like a private conversation with Shiva, something that you could say over that something that happened between you and the Shiva?
Later on, it was very little bit more vugal, so it wasn't so terrifying.
Yeah, later on, when, you know, you got more Bekfem.
Well, it got more Bekfem, but this was, I don't want to sprint it, but when I was hustling with my wife, yeah.
Yeah.
So she asked me, "Nu, wo halt es?" I said, "Oh, great." That's just, so he said to me, there was like, you had to spot the problem to Shir or whatever. So she was all said to me, "Schwarze Weiß, auf Alpha schreiben, Schwarze Weiß."
I mean, there was a shatkin, and he was.
She wasn't a shatkin. He asked me, "Was holding?"
Yeah. So, yeah. But the, why? What's the thing about Shvat's advice? What's he been to Shiloh? I mean,
the
Shiloh?
No, the Shiloh was supposed to get a shear from Sofa.
Oh, a shear? Oh, from Mathis.
He once said to me, "Bechlaut, Tamlovit Shaduchim." So the Shiva said to me, "First, came a veil from the other Torah that you parted from Talmud Torah." Anyway, otherwise.
Who was your shatkin?
My shatkin, Abzeil.
Abzeil Epstein.
Yeah.
And did you go into the Rashiv and ask him about the shidduch?
No.
You didn't ask him?
No. But he even knew about it.
But he knew about it.
He asked me what I was doing.
Did the Shver call up the Rashiv and ask about you?
I have no idea.
Did you ever figure out the pshat and the smicha?
It must have been because of the government. I can't imagine.
Because of the government. Nobody else needed it. Nobody else had it.
You know, when they started Philadelphia, so I had my chaverim were going. I was friends with Schneider and with Yosef Luria and Meisner. Meisner never came to talk before. So they were my chaverim. So I wanted to go. So I asked Rav Shiva to ask for Rav Shus to go. So Rav Shiva said, no, I can't go. So he went to the car of me. So he called me. So Rav Shiva said, you're with a Shia first. Before he said the Shia Friday night, he's staying with a Shia. And Sunday, I believe, he said over to Shia from what I don't remember.
Shabbos, he said.
No, it was Friday night, he said the Shia over.
Because you said,
yeah, but he used to say the Shia on Shabbos, right?
Right.
Or on Shabbos in the summer.
Yeah, so, but he used to say to us.
Prepare the Shia Friday night.
Yeah.
See, he wanted to be out of me. So he told me to come in.
What would you say was, in the style, the difference between the Shia and the Shmuz? Like the
Shia was a brand. You could see the Shia would get inflamed, and then the mamash could see a chaisa come and ask her. The Shmuz was much more gelassen. Was not with that kind of a brand. Not me, but a lot of bochim used to fall asleep during the Shmuz. You couldn't fall asleep during the Shia. I mean, you could for Shteitzach. But if you have listened to the Shia, there's no way you could fall asleep. But the Shmuz was more in a monotone, was not the same kind of plan at all.
Do you remember any, like, a maisa that you could say over, like, with you and the Rashiva, like, a maisa that nobody knows, or that when you say something over, sometimes you're telling me them a maisa with Rashiva to bring out a point?
Sometimes I remember a maisa, but it's hard to sit down and remind yourself of maisa. You know what I mean? As he falls, Nishmael Yad Rabbonon.
Wow.
And then I jumped under my skin. That's the Pesach, which you probably don't want to print either.
No. Do you remember anything that he said of a political nature, regarding Hakadosh Baruch Hu, regarding Chinuch Atzmoy, regarding the Medina? Do you remember anything he said about?
Yeah, but I'm sure that that's a well-known mice. But it was once by then, they had the Aguda Convention in Lakewood. They used to have it in the shul, and they moved it to the hotel. What was the name of the hotel?
New Brunswick.
Brunswick, right. And the Bach weren't supposed to go over the winter anyway. Yeah. So one of the speakers once said, was Mishik Mishdach, who is the Bach in Epis, what happens? And she even fell into him. The Taras Aguda had the Bach on King Zitzel and he struck out. But that's a well-known story. Everybody knows that story.
Did you ever drive to Rashiv anywhere? Did you ever drive Als Bocher?
No, Als Bocher. I didn't know how to drive Als Bocher. I didn't know how to drive until I got married.
So did you ever drive anywhere with Rashiv? Did you ever go in a car with him?
I wasn't a car. I don't remember anything special.
Was Rashiv by your chasana?
Yes, yeah, sure.
Who was Masada Kedusha? The Shver?
My chasana, the Rashiv. Wait a minute. Who's Masada Kedushin? Tatsach Mil. A piece of my chasana that I remember was Masada Kedushin. Stomach of Rashiva, that's all. Yeah, I'm sure.
Do you have a chasana album?
Yeah.
Is Rashiva in there?
Yeah, sure.
Picture of the Rashiva?
I never need decent pictures. The one good picture of the microphone is right in the way.
Mm-hmm.
But Rashiva's Masada Kedushin, I think.
Mm-hmm. So do you have any mice, the Pazenlich mice, you could say over from the what happened when you and the Rashiva?
To remind myself of that of a mice is very hard.
Do you ever say anything to your Talmidim a mice from the Rashiva?
When I remember it.
What?
When I remember a mice, that's a... When Sreftach Pazach and I booked that member, apropos a mice, can I receive a song? But Zitzin and Gedenken is hard.
What was... Like a particular, did the Rashiva, do you know if the Rashiva had any, like, concerns that he was epistemic about it?
I once asked the Rashiva, Akasha, and in Cheskis Abadim. So, He's sometimes like Marsh, everyone in McMarsh almost plays a cash and then asks about them. Hey, 40 blocks later, see him, your big smile, said, no, is that them enough for planning? I said, later, you know, he's a doctor, I said, let's see the cash, talk to him and learning. But, when we were in Kachim, we had the Rashivas office, the Shurim in Kachim. And the Gvaldik is Shurim. I mean, the Moshe of Bavakama, the Rashivas in the Shurim, beginning of Bavakama, are novice and elders. But when we learned Shabbos, so we asked him to say over those Shurim, he was Marachev, the Rashivas in the Shurim, Gvaldik and Glad the Shurim. A different style altogether. It was not the same kind of a Shur of Noshim Nezikin.
On Shabbos.
On Shabbos,
and he said in Kachim also.
In Kachim also.
It was a different style.
Totally different. Much more gelassen, much more miagiv. I mean, Rashiv and the Shurim, vows the Chisoidus, but his eager is the Binyonim. In Kachim and in Shabbos, wasn't that much. And I was Dingzach on the Shir, after the Shir in Kachim, I was Dingzach with him. He grabbed me, he was so angry, he grabbed my lapels and shook me. I had to bite my tongue to stop from laughing. again, that's not something that children. But he was so angry, grabbed me lapels and Mama shook me. Was versteht du nicht? In English, what it was, I maybe have to think, I still think I was right. Otherwise, I'm sorry.
Were you ever in the apartment in Borough Park?
Sure.
And you ever spoke to the Alta Rebbetzin?
Sure.
So tell me something that she told you something.
Let's get that.
And
I didn't speak to her at length. I mean, I spoke to her for a while, but never really. I can't recall that I had a conversation. Maybe I did, but I don't recall any.
And if you had to touch it up, how would you touch up the Dashkoff and Rashiv?
If I could touch up the Rashiv, I'll give them the Rashiv. Then, of course, they stopped the train. It became only a freight train. Could go by bus.
Then they started tekufa when they started taking him by car.
But that was much later. There were years and years and years until she went by bus.
Mm-hmm. And he used to go alone.
But then the tekufas in New York grew more and more. So by the end, it was the reverse. You used to say Shabbos and sometimes Sunday instead of Monday and leave after the Shia and come back after Shabbos.
Did you ever when the yeshiva was in yeshiva, he used to come back, so...
The yeshiva didn't learn in the Beis Medrash. In the building over there on the corner of 7th Street, there was a little sort of a glassed-in porch on one side.
Yeah.
And that's where the yeshiva sat and learned. And sometimes you'd come to Beis Medrash to get a sefer, you'd ask a bocha to get a sefer. But somebody once asked him, I remember this, my sister, Makasha. It's like, I think Yankov Schiff maybe, so Stalky Kasha, it's like Yamata to Yamata, and came up with a teretz, and he said, Wolf Reichab Dave. But when Dave came in, sent the teretz right on the spot.
Said the teretz right on the spot.
What?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
What?
Said the teretz right on the spot.
I'm Dave said the teretz right on the spot. It's like your mother. Think of Uncle Schiff and his son, but gosh, I don't remember now. But he used to sit in his room over here.
He didn't learn in the Beis Medrash.
He did not learn the Beis Medrash. But the whole Beis Medrash had a different tune when the Shiva was there. She was in his room, not the Beis Medrash. I think the Beis Medrash given Andash. She was there. Like learned Andash. Tzura was Andash. But all was not the same.
Well, what was his relationship with the Meshgiach, with Reb Nosson?
As far as I was a bochur, I can't tell you. But as far as I can tell, very limited. Reb Yitzchak bar Metzia was more. Reb Yitzchak had much more shaychus. Both of Reb Nosson and the Rashi.
Reb Yitzchak Wasserman.
Yeah.
I called him. He's not around.
He's here
away.
Right now.
What?
He's here right now.
What? He's there now?
Yeah. Let me give you the phone to him.
Wait, Reb Yitzchak. I'm not done yet.
Yeah, okay.
Just give me a couple more minutes.
Okay.
How did the Rishiva have a hashpah on you? In other words, do you have personally?
When as a bocha, I didn't have much personal shaykhs. Heard the shiurim, listened to the shmuyasim. Didn't say that many shmuyasim at that time. She said shmuyas, beginning of his month, the end of his month. Eli said a few shmuyasim. You say shmuyas, I am Nora and Rosh Hashanah. Remember, he used to start Rosh Hashanah. The shmuyas was always started. Summer, we part of Chatzori, Shetech Yerethi, started to Shmuyis for a while on Rosh Hashanah.
So how did he have that personal Hashanah?
But he said, I remember, he said, Mili Bashamayim, what's the Lashon of Pasik? Ki Mili Bashamayim, in Chofetz Bor, something like that. It's like the Filich Vot, Ken Dab, Vilach Nisht. Forget the Lashon of Pasik. You have to look at the Pasik. Mili Bashamayim, and something of Chofetz Bor.
What are you trying to bring out? I don't understand.
And those Shmuyasin, it was Mamish Mashpi on the island. I mean, it was. And that was Taki Goshtok. But other didn't say that many Shmuyasin in those years.
Do you remember Rishiva ever speaking to your parents?
My father had a shaykhah to the Rosh Hashiva and Mitzvah, these positions. So he had a shaykhah, I could just come on a meeting, does, but it's a special personal zakh that I don't know.
What was his position, your father?
My father was, in the early years, he was a menial. There was a Rashiva Yankov Yosef. He was in Chicago for a short while. Came back with menial Yankov Yosef. There was a menial Salamta. And then he was in the Agudis Chau, active in the Agudis Chabonim. So he had a shaykhah with Rashiva, that's all. Through these and that kind of things.
So do you remember any conversation that he had with your father, what your father said, what the Rashiva said?
No. You have to understand something else. That I was out of my house by the time I was 16.
That's right. First, you went to Muncie, then you were in Tervadat.
Right,
and then you came to Lake.
Right. So I went to Muncie when I was 16. I graduated high school at 16, I think 16 and a half maybe. So I was out of the house from the time I was 16.
And your schwer, do you remember any conversation you had with your schwer?
My schwer didn't have much schwer. They were not in the same, didn't they were in the same, shall I say, circles. Schwer was not that good as the Rambon, he was not a lead for sure. And so he really did not have.
No, I hear you. Okay, so is there anything else you can, to be Messiah? Anything else you want to give you over? Know, like
a, if I could remember. What? Stupid Scholl is not here.
Yeah,
my brother Scholl.
But he wrote about the Rishi Rosh. So that
did you get from Aaron? Scholl wrote a lot.
I see. He wrote a lot. They have all the art. They have everything that Scholl wrote.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They have Rabbi Makil and Rabbi Yankovic. He has everything that he wrote.
That's wonderful.
So, and there was a book that they did on the 50th. Also, he's in that book. I don't know if you ever saw it. They did for the dinner or something.
Oh, Scholl wrote after
Scholl
she was
wrote
Nipta.
A lot about the Reshiva.
After she was Nipta, they wrote that whole article.
Yes, but he wrote more stuff as he wrote in the Jewish Observer, and he wrote
other things. Yeah, that was too much.
And he wrote a special article for the yeshiva. They made a dinner at the 50th anniversary of the 50th.
Could be. Anyway, as I say, unfortunately, he was the historian in the family, not